When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. There it is. It's Fly Jams Friday, everybody. And, yeah. We'd love to hear from you if you have a request. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open right now. DJ Shagru is off this morning, so it's DJ Longfellow. Esmeralda the Heart Melda has become the Heart Melda. Biggity Biggity Vic is running around like a crazy man in the newsroom, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. And we have begun Fly Jams Friday. So anything funky R&B related and you want to hear it, it's 312-981-7200. And this is going to be like a best of edition of Fly Jams Friday. I'll be playing some of our favorite Fly Jams. And we want to hear from you for any new requests. 312-981-7200. Get your Fly Jam requests in right now. Hey, by the way, join our live broadcast of the WGN Radio Walk of Fame ceremony. That's Friday, May 18th, week from today. It begins at 10 a.m. outside the Tribune Tower right here at Pioneer Court. And we'll honor five inductees, two prominent Chicago sports personalities, David Kaplan and Chuck Swirsky, a likable meteorologist from radio and TV, Roger Treemstra, an announcer from the golden days of radio with a voice of velvet, that would be Pierre Andre, and a trusted voice in the morning drive for over two decades, Mary Vandeveld. Mary's here. She just walked in. Hi, Mary. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you getting excited?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, are you getting excited? Can't hear me? Okay. Well, anyway.
Hold on one sec.
Okay. Oh, I pulled her in. She was trying to get ready, and she didn't have her headphones or anything like that. We're also going to bid farewell to the Tribune Tower after nearly six decades of calling this historic building our home. And we want to congratulate the fifth class of honorees to come to the Tribune Tower. Be there live May 18th, or you can listen live at 10 a.m. And you can learn more about this year's inductees at WGNradio.com/Walk of Fame. I was just asking Mary if you were excited about next week.
I'm so excited. I need some tips.
Tips.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
Any advice?
I will say this. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
One, because it's such an honor. And two, because there are tons of people trying to pull you here and here and this way and that way. And
I like the paparazzi.
Well, yeah, I mean, almost. I mean, Dean was outside with the WGN camera. There were more press here, and so many people from the station that, you know, I don't really get to see. Well, you're different because you're here during the day,
right?
And so many people I don't get to see who wanted to talk to me, and people that I haven't seen in a long time. I had old friends show up that I didn't know were going to show up, you know, my folks were there, and George Karzis from Gale Street Inn. They were right in the front row, and I was just, you know, it was overwhelming, and everybody who was up on stage being inducted, I hadn't seen in a long time, and I talked to them, and that was fun, and it's a pretty overwhelming experience, and, you know, it takes a little while to come down from it, but just enjoy it.
Yeah, I took a walk on the Walk of Fame the other day, yeah. And I just went, oh my gosh, look at all these people.
It's amazing.
I can't be with these
people. It's amazing. I know.
It's not right.
I'm astounded every second, because I can see my plaque. If I turn around right now, I can see it.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's awesome, but it's strange. But have fun.
Thank you so much.
You have fun. And they give you a really nice commemorative glass trophy with your Walk of Fame logo on it.
Well, I'm going to get my actual Walk of Fame plaque because it's not going in the ground.
Oh, it's not. How are you going to get that?
Well, I'm not going to get it. No, they're going to put it in a safe place.
Right. They're going to hold it safe until we find out where they're going to put the Walk of Fame.
Exactly.
Right. But no, you'll get a little replica of it. A nice, beautiful, clear glass replica.
Wow,
it's on my end table at home.
Oh, good. One more thing for me to dust.
Exactly. Well, congrats, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's the best, and she'll be inducted along with four other folks, and that's a week from today out here at Pioneer Court, and it's the Walk of Fame Class 5. All right. Fly Jams Friday has begun, and let's see. We've got some requests here, and here is Keith on WGN. Keith, you got a Fly Jam request for DJ Longfellow?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could play or hear Strawberry Letter by, I think it's Strawberry Letter 22 or 23 by Brothers Johnson.
All right, let's hear it.
Freedom fly, a present from you, Strawberry Letter 22. music plays, I sit in awe of you.
Yeah. That is a fly jam. You know, that goes along, Dan, that goes along with our theme this morning of best of fly jams, because that's the best of. And that that song is called Strawberry Letter 23, although they never say Strawberry Letter 23 in it. They say Strawberry Letter 22, but it's called Strawberry Letter 23. What? What's the matter?
Really? That's not weird to you?
Well, I think
it's called
Strawberry Letter 23.
23, yet they say,
right, but they're refer.
What does it mean?
It, the song is the Strawberry Letter 23. The song,
uh-huh.
The song itself is the straw. It's the actual Strawberry Letter 23.
Okay,
so that's what it is. They're talking about past Strawberry Letters and Strawberry Letter 22.
Right,
but that what Strawberry Letter 23 is the record. That's what it refers to.
Oh, okay,
yeah. So, all right, let's go to John on WGN. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you doing, Nick?
All right, what do you got?
John Barleycorn Must Die by Traffic.
John Barleycorn Must Die by Traffic, all right.
They've hired men with the side so sharp.
Yeah, I was thinking.
To cut him off.
All right. I don't know if John understands the concept of Fly Jam Friday. John, I appreciate your call. That's a good song, and
you
I love Traffic.
That was a fly
that's not a fly jam. It doesn't fit under the category of fly jam. It's a good song.
I didn't think it was my place to editorialize.
No, it is. It is. You're the DJ. You're DJ. I know DJ Shakur would have went. No, that's not a fly jam. It's a good song. Thank you for participating, John. But that's not a fly jam. All right, we're going to do some best of fly jams. Let's start off with this one.
The rain crashes against my window pane. Jumped into my car, didn't drive too far. That moment I knew I would never be the same. Walking in the rain. We were holding hands and I'll never be the same.
Okay. The reason why I started off with this, did anybody watch, what was that? Traffic was still playing in the background there. Dan, did you watch SNL last week with Donald Glover?
I did not, no.
Well, they did this parody. They did a parody of the song we just played. They did the video parody. Now, this song is 32 years old. Okay. The song is The Rain by Orrin Juice Jones. So they did this parody where they had Donald Glover dress up exactly like Orrin Juice Jones and reenact the video. And it's a creepy video about a guy stalking his ex-girlfriend who's now with another guy. You know, and that's what the song is. And I saw you walking in the you and him walking in the rain. So they did this parody where Donald Glover played Raz P. Berry as opposed to Orrin Juice Jones, and he was Raz P. Berry. And they did this the video where he's stalking Cecily Strong and Kenan Thompson, and it is brilliantly funny. And the thing is, they don't even, it's not like they said, here's a parody of a song that's 32 years old from a one-hit wonder, but I would say 70% of the audience probably didn't know what they were doing a parody of. Because when it started, I'm like, oh my God, are they doing an Orrin Juice Jones parody right now? And they did with no explanation. So it's funny on its own. It's very funny on its own. But it's triply funny if you're familiar with The Rain by Orrin Juice Jones, by Raz P. Berry is the character he plays. And they had, you know how on MTV and on VH1 they have like the name of the video pop up in the bottom right corner?
Mm-hmm.
They had the same font, the same, like it popped up right at the beginning of the sketch, and then they do the song. And Donald Glover is really creepy in it, and it's great. But what's going to happen now is because this sketch got, you know, so it went so viral, Orrin Juice Jones is going to get a spike in popularity. People are going to start watching his video just to see what they were parodying. So, for those people who watched SNL on Saturday and didn't quite understand what the hell was going on, that's what it was. Orrin Juice Jones The rain. All right. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and traffic and more Fly Jams Friday. So call us up at 312-981-7200. Jams Friday continues. It's DJ Longfellow's choice. DJ Longfellow, tell everybody what that is.
That is the Parliaments. I want to testify. A pre-Funkadelic George Clinton.
Pre-Funkadelic George Clinton. Wow. Nice deep cut there, Longfellow.
There's no farting noises in it. On the Parliament. This is pre-fart noises.
Pre-fart noises, Parliament. Three dog night. Why would I just say that? Three dog night. Why would I say that? Why? I don't know. No idea
just
why.
Just out of nowhere?
Just out of the three dog night. I just said, three dog night!
Did you see three dogs outside?
No. I don't know.
Huh.
All right. And then three dog night has never made a Fly Jam. They've made a lot of great songs.
You got three dog night on the brain.
I got three dog night on the brain.
All right. Did we talk about them?
I don't think so. I don't know why.
Wow.
Wait, you know, because I was thinking, you know what? Oh, you know, I'll tell you exactly what it was. Because, We played some Parliament and Atomic Dog popped into my head. And so the word dog was floating around. And for some reason, I said Three Dog Night instead of Atomic Dog.
Three Dog Night. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll accept that.
That was my line. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what happened. I thought of Atomic Dog because Cash played it yesterday when we were, you know, as one of the bumps. She played Atomic Dog because we were talking about, you know, famous TV and movie dogs. So when we were coming back from the break, she played Atomic Dog.
Got it.
And so that was in my brain there somewhere.
All right.
And it got shook loose. Fine. But for some reason, I said Three Dog Night.
Okay.
Because I'm still bitter over the fact that they didn't play any Three Dog Night songs when they came to Ginger's that night.
Oh, that's right.
That's what
it was deep-seated.
It was like 25 years ago, and I'm still very upset about it.
So it was a Freudian slip.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Here's we got more Fly Jam requests coming in, and we're doing a little more best of. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
This could be a warning from Mom. It's kind of it was innovative in the world of soul music with some electronic noises from this time of year, 1974. We've got the OJs doing "For the Love of Money."
Talk about cash, money, money.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Mark. That's a jam. That's a Fly Jam. OJ's "For the Love of Money." By the way, they're showing clips from on TV. Dean is doing like his weekend roundup and telling you what to see. They showed they were showing clips from that Melissa McCarthy thing, that Life of the Party, where she plays a divorced mother who goes back to college but ends up in the same like sorority as her daughter.
Yeah.
So of course her daughter is mortified.
Is she?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem that mortified.
Well, she's mortified.
In like in the things.
Well, she learns to love and accept. That's the whole point of the movie. But am I wrong in thinking that Gillian Jacobs is a little too old to be playing a college student? Now, granted, she played a college student in Community, but that was the whole point.
She was an older college student.
Exactly. When community college who had already had a life. Doesn't Gillian Jacobs...
She can pass.
Yeah, she looks young.
Yeah, she looks young. She can pass, but it's because you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. I know she's in her 30s, and so I'm like...
I mean, Melissa McCarthy can't really... I mean, can she really pass, too? Because isn't there a scene in there where, like, a dude totally hooks up with her
She sleeps with a frat boy.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Do they think
No. They all know it's her mom.
Oh, they all know.
Oh, okay. Because she makes a big deal out of it, yeah.
Oh, so they're just doing that whole fetish.
The whole... Got it. Yeah, yeah. But no, I see Gillian Jacobs, and I'm like, well, she looks young. But it's Gillian Jacobs.
Right.
It just seems weird to me. Unless in the movie, I haven't seen the movie, unless in the movie she plays an older person who...
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, so I doubt it too. She plays a sorority girl.
Yeah, she can pass for
it. Are you kidding? It's just that I'm familiar with her work.
Right.
That's why. All right, well, here's one of my favorite Fly Jams of all time. And it's a lovely ballad by PM Dawn. That song is a jam. I love that song. I love that. I love PM Dawn. God bless. Rest in peace, Prince B. That's from the... Esmeralda, do you know what movie that's from?
Boomerang.
That's right. With Grace Jones. Strange! That's like one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies of all time.
Yeah.
And like... It did okay at the box office, but nobody ever really talks about it when they talk about all the great Eddie Murphy movies.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, one of the best. I think that movie's great, and it's very funny. And everybody's in it. Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence.
Right.
David Ogden Steers from MASH. David Alan Greer. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's all three-worded things
that I can't even think about anymore. All right. You know, we should probably stop right now, and I should go home and rest my brain.
I think that would be for the best.
That was the Best of Fly Jams Friday. Thank you, DJ Longfellow, and thanks everybody for calling in for your requests on Fly Jams Friday. We'll do it all again next week. Dan Shugrue will be back Monday, as we will. Everybody will. And we'll review all the new movies, and my dad will call in and tell a joke. Esmeralda, you have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All right, we'll see you on Monday. The news is next.